A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Cartoon words appear, a Netflix special. Little Beam is a South Asian toddler in an orange diaper. His mother holds him as he stares at a towering temple in India called the Taj Mahal. He stands with his family and friends before a long fountain in front of it. Title, Mighty Little Beam. Words appear, I heart Taj Mahal. In the tropical Indian countryside, palm trees grow near tall mountains. A peacock flies in the sky. Little Beam's mother carries Little Beam in her arms as they stroll a dirt road through the palm trees. They pass beneath an arch that reads Dolakpur. They stop at a map that marks the way to the Taj Mahal. With them is Beam's babysitter, Beam's friend Vijay, who is a year older than Beam, and Vijay's mother. Two men ride tricycles called rickshaws with seats on the back of them. They stop next to Beam and his friends. Beam's mother and babysitter climb into a tricycle with Beam. Vijay and his mother climb into the other tricycle. The two tricycles wheel along the road between fields of sunflowers and vegetables. People working in a rice field wave at them as they pass on the tricycles. A long fountain and green gardens are in front of the Taj Mahal. Beam and his little group travel along a village street outside the gates of the Taj Mahal. As they pass market stalls, Beam points excitedly. The men pedaling the tricycles stop behind other tricycles parked in the street. Beam and Vijay's moms hop out to investigate. Three bulls are lying in the middle of the road chewing grass. A man tries to wave a bull away. The bull scares him off. Another man plays a trumpet, but the bull ignores him. A man pushes a bull. He is happy when the bull stands up, but then the bull kicks the man and sends him flying. People in the village watch as the man hits a clothesline and spins around and around it. Vijay laughs at him, then has an idea. He runs off. The bull lies back down in the road. Vijay grabs a stick from a man in the street and taps the ground in front of the bull with it. Vijay points his stick to the side, but a bull beside him eats the stick. Beam's babysitter drags Vijay away and shakes her finger at him. Beam holds up his arms and pats his muscles. He climbs out of his babysitter's arms. He crawls along the ground and disappears under one of the bulls. Then he picks the bull up with one hand and carries it out of the road. He does the same with the second bull and then the third. He crawls back to the road and everyone stares at him. One man, a barber who is shaving another man's beard, accidentally shaves off part of the man's mustache. The townspeople surround Beam and clap their hands. Beam's mom picks him up and kisses his cheek. Their tricycle pulls up beside them and they climb back into it. They're driven to the tall gate at the entrance to the Taj Mahal Gardens. They stroll through the gate and pigeons take flight. They walk down the middle of the street, past market stalls selling colorful blankets and lanterns. Beam smiles in his babysitter's arms. Beam and Vijay's moms notice a man selling brightly colored saris, which are long pieces of cloth. They go to the stall and Beam's babysitter follows them with the boys. The shopkeeper lays a piece of blue fabric on the counter and the boys' moms run their hands over it. Behind them, the boys yawn. Beam notices a stall selling dishes, and high on a shelf, it displays clay figures of animals. Beam drags his babysitter to the stall. She looks excitedly at the trinkets on display on the ground. He really likes a miniature model of the Taj Mahal encased in a glass dome. He crawls over to it, but just as he reaches for it, a 5-year-old girl picks it up. He tugs at her shirt, then tries to grab the toy, but the girl holds it out of his reach. Beam hangs his head. Then he sees a wooden toy dog on display. He points it out to the girl. He points to the Taj Mahal in her hand. When she doesn't give it to him, Beam makes sad eyes at her, and the girl hands him the toy. She looks at the other things on display, then picks up a statue of a camel. She shows it to her mother, and her mother buys it for her. As the girl leaves with the camel, she drops her pink teddy bear. Beam and the girl wave goodbye to each other, and Beam toddles off with a miniature Taj Mahal. He places it in his babysitter's shopping basket. Then he notices the girl's teddy bear on the ground. He crawls over to it, and picking it up, he waves it in the air. The girl doesn't see him. Vijay comes up behind Beam and grabs the teddy bear. He runs away with it, and Beam crawls after him. They chase each other around the items for sale laid out on the ground. Vijay runs into his mother. She grabs the teddy and hands it to Beam's mother, who puts it in her purse. Beam claps, and Vijay sticks out his tongue. Beam sticks out his tongue. At the entrance to the Taj Mahal, Beam and the others line up to buy tickets. Vijay notices the pink teddy bear sticking out of Beam's mom's purse. He goes to grab it, but Beam pulls his mom's purse out of Vijay's reach. Beam sticks out his tongue. Getting mad, Vijay tugs at Beam's mom's purse. She pulls it away from him and looks down angrily at Vijay. He smiles and returns to his mother. Having bought their tickets, they all stroll toward the towering entrance. Beam claps his hands in his babysitter's arms as she carries him. Birds fly out of the gate's towers as Beam and his family and friends walk through the entranceway. Once inside the grounds, they pause and smile at the sprawling gardens. At the far end of a long rectangular fountain stands the Taj Mahal, a beautiful temple made of white stone. In the grass beside the fountain, a peacock swoops down. Seeing it, Beam flaps his arms like wings. Vijay notices the pink teddy bear in Beam's mom's bag. As Beam watches the peacock, Vijay sneaks over to his mother and steals the teddy. Beam sees him and a smile disappears. Beam crawls out of his babysitter's arms and over to Vijay. Beam tricks Vijay, then grabs the teddy bear and crawls away with it. His babysitter notices Beam is no longer in her arms, and she frantically looks around the temple grounds to find him. Holding the teddy bear, Beam stops crawling when he sees the little girl who owns it standing on a bridge over the fountain. On one side of the fountain is a fenced-off garden of statues. Vijay and Beam see each other, so Beam sticks the teddy into the back of his diaper and crawls away with it. Beam crawls beneath a rope, blocking off the statue garden. A sign reads, "No babies." Vijay climbs over the rope barrier and knocks down the sign. He stands it up, but it slowly falls back down on him. He catches it and stands it up again. Then it falls and bonks him on the head. A red bump grows out of his head. Beam looks at the statues of women dancing. One of the statues wears a long necklace of pearls. Beam imagines himself swinging on the string of pearls. Vijay uses a hammer to stick the no baby sign back in the ground. Beam tugs on the statue's string of pearls, and he goes flying. The pearl necklace breaks. Beam falls out of the sky as hundreds of little round pearls drop onto the grass. Vijay catches the pink teddy, then slips on the pearls. The teddy flies out of his hands and lands in the fountain. Beam and Vijay look fearfully at the teddy. Beam's babysitter runs along a nearby path in search of them. She sees them crawl and run toward the fountain. When she goes after them, a guard blocks her way and points to the no babies sign. She points to the boys at the fountain, and the guard rushes over to them. He slips on the pearls and splashes into the fountain. He knocks a pink teddy out of the water and into Vijay's hands. Beam crawls after Vijay toward the temple. They wind their way between people strolling the path. Vijay runs away from Beam, who slides to a stop beside his mother. He crawls away from her and chases Vijay across the gardens. Beam's babysitter helps the guard out of the fountain. They smile at each other. They hurry to the path to look for Beam just as Vijay runs up to them. He turns and runs away before Beam's babysitter can catch him. She sends the guard after them. The boys rush onto a stage where musicians play drums and a sitar. Eight women in red dresses dance to the music. The guard stops at the edge of another fountain. Vijay runs into him and knocks him into the water. The teddy goes flying and lands beside the dancers. As the women twirl and dance, they kick the teddy bear. Beam's babysitter sees the boys and rolls up her sleeves angrily. Then she rushes over to them. As she runs toward Vijay, Beam pushes her and she falls into the arms of the guard. She smiles shyly at him. Beam spots the teddy amongst the dancers. He and Vijay smile at the dancers and bop their heads to the music. One of the dancers waves at the boys. The boys join their dance. Stop dancing and watch the boys dance as a crowd gathers around them. Their moms wander over to see what is going on. They join the circle of people clapping around Vijay and Beam. Beam toddles unsteadily as Vijay dances on his knees. Beam's babysitter sees the moms and she clutches her bag fearfully. They look at her angrily, and she smiles. Beam and Vijay stop dancing when they notice the people watching them. They bow to the crowd, then race to the teddy bear on the ground. Beam grabs it and crawls out to the surrounding grass where an elephant eats from a pile of hay. Beam crawls past the elephant, then stops when he notices camels and elephants eating hay all over the lawn. A camel looks at Beam. Beam sees the girl who owns the teddy bear climb into a basket on the back of an elephant with her mom and an elephant driver. The man urges the elephant forward and takes the little girl and her mom for a ride. Beam crawls after them, but they are too fast. He sees another elephant sitting on the path and crawls over to it. The elephant's owner leans against the elephant having a nap. Beam crawls into the elephant's basket. He claps his hands and the elephant stands up and walks away from its owner. The owner wakes up, then he falls over. He hurries after his elephant. Beam points toward the little girl's elephant, and his elephant hurries to catch up to it. Beam waves at the girl, then waves her pink teddy bear at her. The girl checks her purse and notices her teddy is missing. Beam holds out her teddy as Vijay gallops toward them on a camel. Vijay reaches for the teddy bear, and Beam looks around worriedly. He sees children going down a slide nearby. He looks down the front of his elephant and imagines the elephant's trunk as a slide. He slides down the elephant's trunk and crawls toward the girl with the teddy. He gives it a kiss, then it floats out of his hands. Vijay hooks it with a fishing rod. Now Vijay has the teddy. He rides away with it on his camel. The girl and her mom watch Vijay trot away, kissing the teddy bear. Beam notices a man holding out straw on a fishing rod in front of a camel. The camel follows the man until the man puts the straw down. Then the camel lies down to eat it. Beam crawls over and grabs the straw. He throws it in front of Vijay's camel. The camel stops in the path and kneels down to eat the straw. Vijay tugs on the camel's reins, trying to get the camel to move, but the camel ignores him. Vijay hops down, and Beam grabs a teddy bear. The little girl rushes over as Beam and Vijay have a tug of war with her teddy. Beam pulls at the teddy's ears, and Vijay yanks the teddy's feet. The teddy rips in half, and the girl drops to her knees and cries. Beam notices one of the dancers sewing a dress on the lawn. He crawls over to her and shows her the torn teddy bear. She smiles and examines the pieces. Then she stitches up the bear's middle. She hands the mended bear to Beam and pinches his cheek. Beam crawls over to the little girl and shows her her teddy bear. The little girl gives her pink bear a cuddle. She kisses Beam on the cheek, then kisses Vijay on the cheek. The boys wave at her as she wanders off with her teddy. Their smiles turn to fear as their mothers and babysitter find them. The boys gulp, then smile. The sun sets behind the Taj Mahal, and Vijay's mom snaps a photo of it. Beam's mom prepares to paint a picture of the temple. She blows Beam a kiss, and he catches it. He rubs it on his cheek. Vijay holds up his mom's picture of the Taj Mahal. Beam tries to grab it, but Vijay holds it away from him. Vijay runs off with it, and Beam crawls after him. Meanwhile, the guard squeezes water out of his coat. He sighs. Vijay runs toward the guard. He doesn't see him until it is too late, and he crashes into him. The guard sees an explosion of stars as he is knocked into the fountain. Vijay hands the guard the photo, and he tears it up. He reaches angrily for the boys, but stops when he sees Beam's babysitter standing behind them. She holds out the sculpture of the Taj Mahal in a glass dome. The guard accepts it, and the boys sneak away. They run into Vijay's mom. She points to a spot on the grass. The boys sit where she points, so Little Beam's mom can paint them into her picture. She paints them in front of the Taj Mahal with the golden sun setting behind it. She stands back to admire her painting. Words appear. I heart Taj Mahal. Credits. Audio description by Descriptive Video Works. Little Beam blows a giant green G. Green Gold Animation PVT Limited. Screenplay, storyboard director, Tirthadeep Ghosh. Storyboard, Vitakala Satish Kumar. Visual development director, Kaisar Mandel. Music, Banks and Wag. Creator, producer, and director, Rajiv Chalaka. Brought to you by Green Gold Animation PVT Limited.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.